This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Yo, welcome to Straight Outta Marvel. It shows Kevin 27 back with another fire episode. And today we have X-Men 97 episode 6 Life Death Part 2. And yo, this one is all about Storm, well, majority, and she is forced to face her worst fears in order to free herself. So I thought this episode was amazing. It's one of my favorites. I think it's just because I have a thing with Storm, and obviously the way that she came into her own, getting her powers back and all of this stuff. I think my boy Evian said episode 5 or 6, right on the money, man. So she ended up getting her powers back, and I really appreciate that. I thought this was a very well-told story, and I thought the way she got her powers back, it was just beautiful to see. Like, I'm serious. It looked really good the way that they animated it. So I'm really happy with that. Yes, no face, no case today, but it is okay. We will be here all week. I'm off 9 days straight, you know. So we got, I'm going to be coming with a lot of content, man. But I think that, I think that this episode, it was just good for the simple fact that I'm just really enjoying the storytelling. Now, I was a little caught off guard because I'm like, wait, so now Professor Xavier is back? I thought he was dead. I remember him dying, man, when I watched the damn X-Men series. So I'm a little confused as to, oh, all of a sudden he was just chilling in space. I don't know what's going on, but I am here to tell you guys that X-Men 97, I feel, has exceeded my expectations so far. You know what I mean? I feel like all of the episodes have been good, even the one that I didn't really like, the MODOK one, or what was it? Motendo. I still like the second half of it, which is the part one to this episode, you know, to this part two. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it, man. You know, again, I do like it was all about Storm, but at the same time, you know, I would have liked to have seen or had a little update what was going on with Genosha. That is one big critique I have. But again, these episodes, they're only 30 minutes. What is this one? I think it was 33 minutes. And then obviously, you know, you got to watch the opening credits. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the opening credits have been different every time. So you got to watch the opening credits every time, you know, just because. So, yeah, I think that they are doing amazing with this, you know. I'll give this episode a solid, I feel like an 8. I think maybe an 8. I give this an 8. How about that? You know, a flimsy 8, not a solid 8. A flimsy 8, you know, because it had his little, I don't know, the Professor Xavier thing really caught me off guard, though I was really happy to see Professor Xavier, but man, I don't like seeing Professor Xavier walking, man. Something about him in that wheelchair, man, need to be that. Yo, salute to Marvel. I don't think people have really stated so much how Marvel has used disabilities as superpowers. You know what I mean? Like Professor, and this is a super tangent, but if you really think about it, Professor Xavier, you know, I think for him to be able to walk, he wouldn't be able to use his powers because he had to focus all his power on being able to walk, right? So you got that. You got Daredevil. He's blind, but I mean, he's such a cool superhero. Like, obviously, what they're doing with Echo, what they did with Makari, you know, I mean, yo, Marvel has always looked out for the disabled. How about that? And I'm pretty sure it's more that I'm missing in the comics. I just can't really think of them right now. But I mean, we named a deaf person, a blind person, and somebody in a wheelchair, and that's like his superpowers. I mean, and he had superpowers, obviously, but you know what I mean. But yeah, back to episode 6. Yo, Storm. The way she kissed the old boy, and she was like, "No, everybody deserve, you know, second chances." I was like, "Bro, Storm is the shit." And this damn, what's this dude name? I just had that spirit's name, but anyways. Oh, and I did wanna read this, if I could find my phone, about Storm in her new suit. So they say Storm's new suit is based on her 1975 debut in the first issue of Giant Size X-Men by Len Wein and Dave Cockrum. This classic suit, like her 90s suit, made famous by the original X-Men animated series, is a dramatic look with a cape and blah, 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 blah. But you get the point. Like, this, and I thought, You know what was really crazy? Remember, I was just saying in the last episode about Captain America, and I want to see him in something black. You know, he don't always have to have a black suit, but I do want to see him in something black. You know, and here comes Storm with the black suit. I thought that shit was dope. The black, bro. Black is just such an awesome color. It just looks, like, so well. Like, black appliances. Like, salute to the PlayStation, but I miss having the, you know, the black PS4. That shit was fire. You know, the white one is cool, though, just because it's a PS5, but still. I'm just saying. So I think the black look on her, I was kind of confused. So I was like, how she just grow her hair when she became, you know, I don't know. I thought that was a little crazy. But should we get into it? I mean, we could get into it if y'all want to, man. You know, we can actually do the ultimate review because I'm still doing off day after this, but we can get into the ultimate review because this is a rewatchable episode. I think I'm gonna do an ultimate review of that MODOK one too, because, but I told y'all I was, something happened. I think I was sick or something. All right, let's watch this, man. Let's watch this shit. Man, I'm telling you, I do not think Marvel has missed a step. I think Marvel has been putting out consistent fire or good to fire TV shows. I don't know. Invasion. And now, again, it is kind of hard to really take a podcaster series, like, because I was saying, like, well, most of the podcasters, they liked it, but I mean, they got Marvel podcasts, so we all like biased, right? So maybe it's just a little different, but I liked Secret Invasion for sure. I thought it was good. It ended a little sloppy, you know, with old girl being able to do all that shit she did, but I still liked it. I still thought it was good. So y'all know how we doing, man. We're going to share a screen. Hopefully this worked. For some reason, man, it's been tripping with Disney Plus. I've been able to share screen this other stuff, but Disney Plus has been tripping. But so we're gonna try to do that. And if not, you already know we're gonna throw it on the TV. Look, now in the intro, they got Cable. Was he always in the intro? No way. They got the Forge dude. Oh, yeah, they show us Professor Xavier. Yes, it's an entirely different one. All right, let's get to this shit. Life Death Part 2. Produced by the Newton Brothers. I think it said music. Every time I see Bo DiMaggio and Victoria, man, I'm always looking at that shit kind of crazy.
Surrender. No, just perish.
Stand free.
So I'm like, oh snap, it's Ronin
of the Supreme Intelligence. Victory for the Imperial Guard.
Yo, this dude right here, he was going crazy. Victory for the Imperial Guard. He was not bullshitting either.
A Pyrrhic victory.
Decree, do not.
Be honored to fall at my feet, Ronan, for you shall be memorialized as the corpse upon which I posed.
A true Kree bows to no one.
Damn. Yo, they did Ronan dirty.
Ronan, dear, tell me where
they treated Ronan like a chump, like he was bitch or something. They treated Ronan like he was food.
Save them, Ronan. All you need to do is
a million pardons, Your Highness.
You dare?
Bro said a million pardons.
Oh, it's your sister, the Empress.
Oh, joy. Why didn't you say so? My dearest sister is always of utmost priority.
They is not afraid to show a little blood on this show.
Greetings, Shi'ar. 1 year ago, we offered the skills of our mighty healers to a Terran man on the verge of death. No ordinary Terran. This man helps spare the entire universe from the madness of my brother Deken, as well as the galactic hunger of the Phoenix. And now, in his greatest feat yet, this man has unlocked the secrets to my heart. So I, Empress Lilandra, stand before this High Council, and before you, my loyal people, with joyous news in times of war. For your Empress is to be married, and our empire shall welcome a new emperor.
Yo, I seen this shit. I was like, Professor Xavier?
Professor Charles Xavier.
Boy, I about to lost my shit. Now, I was wondering why they all losing their shit, because, like, they know him?
The might and glory of the Imperium.
I gotta go back, man. Why is he so famous in space? He got, like, a Captain Marvel thing going on.
I pray our act of performative jingoism erased any concerns over my heritage.
First of all, I'm sitting here like, why are you walking?
My subjects trust me when I say you are no mere Terran, Charles.
On Earth, newlyweds whisk off to some faraway island to celebrate their love.
And how far would my hopeless romantic see us go? Dare I assume a sandy beach on Earth itself?
Perhaps an Empress could even spend a portion of her time ruling the galaxy from my little corner of it?
My handsome Emperor has much to learn about masking his manipulations. You wish to return to your children, don't you?
Nearly visit. See their faces.
Yet families often mimic black holes. Visit and risk being stuck in its ever-spiraling vacuum of dramas. This is especially true with your students.
Didn't your brother nearly destroy the universe with the Emkron crystal?
You should message them. Use a hologlobe. Invite them to the wedding. Unless you fear they'll think you've abandoned them. You've earned a life of your own, Charles, and I need you. Once we crush the Kree, an educator such as you can teach them our ways. Do as you did on Earth. Play the role.
He said, once we crush the Kree.
I wasn't aware my X-Men and I were playing make-believe. Much like my legs in this armor's exoskeleton.
All ruling is make-believe. I pretend to be perfect, as my subjects would never love the woman beneath the armor. Not like you do. Never pretend with me.
Will you at least consider her?
Wait, so he can't walk?
But I remind you, Charles.
Oh, damn.
The virtue of a teacher lies in showing
I'm confused now.
How to walk on their own.
True. But only if he is.
Because it looked like she sat him down so he can get up out that thing. While he was talking about his legs. I'm confused, man. So now back on Earth.
Why bother? He's a liar. Traitor.
We are with Storm and Forge with the adversary. I think that was the demon's name.
A tawdry romance of guilt and shame. How many have suffered his gifts? How many made slaves?
Your bite is a sort of demonic infection. Once the venom reaches his heart,
leave him. Don't play martyr.
You will not break me.
But I can fix you. Forge made his bed. Let him die in it.
All lives deserve saving, even his.
Yo, look at Storm. He's trying to chase a spirit. But the spirit got her locked in. Yo, this shit was crazy. It was a crazy scene.
But there is no pill for my poison. Let him die.
But there is no pill for my poison.
What?
This is Boris is right here, the adversary's.
You're not an X-Man anymore. Where did that get you? Kissing the hand that beats you?
Yo, I'm telling you, spitting. Kissing the hand that beats you. Not the hand that feeds you, but the hand that beats you. This shit. Adversary spitting.
Death. I know. That's why you rushed to play dead. You. Living. As you said to Jean, I have wondered what it would be like to be human.
I knew that was going to come back to haunt her. I knew it. I said it.
I was so tired.
Is that
I said it.
Feel your power. Sought refuge with this monotone family.
Enough. Let me out. Let me out.
Look at your family. Who you follow. I was wrong. Forge didn't rob your gifts. You had already renounced them.
I cannot breathe.
Damn. You turned your back on these paths long ago.
Lord of Chaos. Weaver of
So I'm
fire.
Like, wait.
I tear your threads. And
Forge out here doing Doctor Strange
depart
magic?
To the desert, demon. Depart and be gone.
His ass. Now all of a sudden you just fallen.
Despite my best efforts.
Oh yeah, he do got that nasty thing on. That nasty bite.
You need a better bedside face, Doc.
Its bite is magical. Perhaps your mother's book holds an answer.
She wrote about a cacti. The Midnight Chala. Grows in nearby caves.
Okay, we gotta see who Forge's mother is.
It's aloe, it's powerful magic medicine. I can show you the way.
You are too weak. Tell me where to go.
I don't have much time, Aurora. If this nastiness gets worse while you're gone, I don't want to be alone.
Then we ride together, my love.
This The Empress Lilandra Nirmani and her royal consort.
Your man speaks as if I am your pet.
Huh?
Not an entirely displeasing thought.
Hush now, beloved. You may bark later.
Hey, yo, imagine your girl telling you to shut up. Nigga, what?
Your Majesty, I have known...
I'm trying to find out who...
...hatchling and wish only for your happiness. But given our war with the Kree, and how it's divided even we Shi'ar, is a royal wedding...
Gladiator and his guard fill my ears with news of coming victory.
Yes, but we have been trapped in so much change. Some yearn for the stable comfort of what is familiar, for sameness.
Araki sugars his words, my sister.
Not sister pulling up.
Your consort was born on the wrong side of the stars. He is...
Yo, they saying Four's mom is Mother Righteous. Who the hell is that?
My throne. A throne that is bound to more than the whims of your heart. A union with the Terran would bind the Shi'ar into alliance with his inferior homeworld.
I respect you speaking the quiet part out loud, Deathbird. So let's speak plainly. Your Empress and I decide alliances.
Yo, he said, talk your shit. Don't be speaking in circles.
Chandelar is home. Our throne world.
Of course, Lord Chancellor. I merely meant...
Spoke the quiet part out loud. Xavier would see his Milky Way ghetto become our new throne world.
You are twisting...
Damn. She called Earth ghetto?
For the sake of the Empire, I must invoke the right of Imdasha. Terran. The right...
I must invoke the right of Imdasha.
Yo,
what is that?
I finished that volume my second day here, Deathbird.
Not any mere test, Terran. A challenge of my own choosing.
I don't know if you know about Professor Xavier.
To ensure we are protected from your Terran ties.
My brother said he finished the book on the second day. That's nothing. Light work. Life there.
Charles is a formidable psychic. His mind will not be easily scrubbed.
Luckily, we Shi'ar bow to a ruler of equal psychic power. Charles Xavier must purge all memories of Earth, and you, dear sister, must be the one to do it.
That's kind of crazy, because then it's like, I'm not who I am. Like, if I don't have any of my memories, then I'm not me. It makes zero sense.
Our highest gods.
Once enemies, then forced to marry to bring harmony to the universe. Here I thought the Shi'ar looked down on art as a sign of insanity and deviance.
In most cases. But the union of Shara and Khithri is at the core of our principles. To bind various cultures into one for the sake of galactic peace and harmony.
How Rudyard Kipling of you.
I do not know this Kipling. A Terran?
Yes. One possessed of many burdens, none real. Much like your myth, what is united if one half must be erased for the sake of the whole?
Idealism is also a sign of insanity.
You know, I have a very old and very dear friend on Earth who would agree with you.
Wise for a
time. Who is that?
Yes, his name is Magnus, and I wish to remember him.
Magnus.
Make your decision, then.
Forgive me. I do so love to think.
Do you love me, Charles?
A silly question.
I do so love to think. Yo, they saying some crazy shit. Goes too far.
On Earth, you fought tirelessly to be tolerated.
I don't know, man. For it.
Why remember?
The Professor Xavier shit taking me out of it. If you refuse, it's not that interesting. I'm like, what in the hell is that going on?
Not unless I forfeit my throne, which is exactly Deathbird's design. Imagine the chaos that my sister would unleash across the galaxy as ruler. It would rival that of my mad brother.
You saved my life. Gave me a home, a new future. Your devotion is beyond measure.
Perhaps she crying and shit
to show you mine.
Hey, Professor X, he's trying to beat that up. I ain't mad at him.
There, that's it. Snow Snake Tower.
I mean, would you want to... Yo, I ain't gonna lie, that forces stored weapons here. That mountain look like a nipple. Hey, would you really want to go, like, fuck it, it's Earth, man, fuck it. I ain't trying to go back to Earth and be dealing with all that BS, the mutant hate. The very foundations of your land. I could be out here popping it with the baddies from space. Yo, imagine if they had baddies in space. Like, would you really come back to Earth? Like, no, I'm with the baddies in space. I got a bad space bitch. Come on, man.
A big evil owl that feeds on anger and self-loathing. Call me Chum in the Water.
Then I am Chum too. Before I lost my gifts, I told a friend, my sister, that I often wondered about being human. I confessed this as if to console her. No matter how many I saved, my mutant gifts inspired twice as much hate in humanity. In a way, your machine failing is a blessing. I am better this way.
Growing up, I always heard how the worst weapon used by the Europeans was not bullets.
She said she better as a human.
White lie that they could make us.
The cactus grows in darkness. Where?
That's why I came. I know how you feel about tight spaces.
Charles Xavier, do you stand in our circle to complete the rite of M. Dasha?
I do.
And do you renounce all memories of Earth, of your life there?
I do.
And of your X-Men. Xavier, do you renounce your X-Men?
Hell no.
See? He hesitates.
Why he gotta renounce the X-Men? That shit don't make any sense.
He insults all Shi'ar. This was exactly my fear.
Look, the sister was with
what
that shit.
What you ask of him is no small burden. He seeks to ally us with Earth.
My God, you are dramatic.
How can we entrust our mighty empire, which has endured for eons, to a ruler descended of simians? Have our blood mixed with his inferior freak fluids? Indeed, this Xavier...
She called it freak fluids.
Your Terran, a lower caste. A mutant.
My sister, like my brother Deken, has gone mad.
Damn, my boy getting judged even out in space. She said he not even real earthling.
Gladiator, arrest this treacherous vulture and any who dare to stand with her.
Hey, yo, Gladiator knocked the shit out her out. Hey, when I seen this last night, I was dying. My bro said, nope. Cracked her dumbass. Yo, I love that Marvel is all about them equal rights and lefts.
No, not this way. I have forgotten my greatest gift.
Hear me. Class is now in session.
My boy Professor put everybody in class. I'm telling you, bro. I think it just caught me off guard because I'm like, yo, why am I watching Professor Xavier?
Gladiator, please raise your hand.
Like, where he come from? It's like so weird.
I have used my vast psychic abilities to draw us into the astral plane. Now pay attention. It is time.
Dude, we in the astral plane. I'm like, what's T'Challa? So we back now. We got Storm. She up in this little, she rolling through the tunnel. Trying to get the cactus. Ooh.
You had to be the bigger woman. Had to save him, be above it. Now look at you.
Uh-oh.
Forge destroyed you.
Yes, let me taste.
He's back.
Oh, yummy. Fear poached in self-loathing. Or the High Road Storm. Last stop.
I'm not gonna lie.
Pancaked by the pressure of existing.
Bo DiMaggio is sicko. Because this is how my mind be talking to me.
Beg to be saved. Submit, and I will save you and let you live your death.
Sometimes I have depressed nights, and it be like this. Like, motherfuckers just in my head just talking shit to me.
You demon. Not a daydream.
Yo, Storm said, fuck all that.
The Executioner's neutralizer was not the only weapon tamping down my gifts. There was that lie, and I believed it. Be warned. Be smart. Believe the lie. Deny your power. Lay dead, or humanity will thunder down upon you and your kind. You all are an echo.
Yo, so she needed a demon to get her powers back.
So let them thunder, for I am lightning.
Did she get the black because of the demon? It looked like it. Oh, that's tight. I didn't even catch that last night. Now I'm looking at it. Yeah, the way she got her powers, and she looked fire as fuck.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are demons but reflections of our fears and shame? Oh. Things we bury within us, hide from loved ones, even as they poison our hearts.
See? Until Bar, this is good writing.
We heal our adversary by embracing it.
Mm.
There, it's starting to
embrace your demons.
So what now?
Now she got the long white hair. Looking fire.
Way to some tropical island?
Not an entirely unpleasant idea.
Nations refusing to allow mutants displaced by the brutal attack on Genosha to return to their home countries. This, as rumors swirl, Genosha is the opening salvo in the long-feared evolutionary war between humans and mutants. With the late Professor Charles.
Let's talk about power.
See, this is the only thing that's kind of getting me. They're talking about humans versus mutants, but well, they don't. We don't know what's going on. But again, if they got accepted into the UN, you talking about you attacking the UN? That means all those countries have to respond. So I'm so interested to see how the Americans gonna respond.
Would now be empires rivaling,
you know, obviously in X-Men. You know,
you strike at the knees and claim you could help them walk again. but only if they assimilate, submit. Which brings us to this conclusion. The Shi'ar Empire is a snake oil racket.
Even you Terrans claim might is right.
The rhyme that sells the lie. That we must pillage worth from one another. That for me to be more, you must be less. Your existence against mine, because... why? Says who? Who made up these silly rules?
Yeah.
Beloved, playing make-believe.
Even if we were to agree, your idealism would confuse our people. They might even call it nonsense.
Want to know a secret? Coexistence is messy. Thus my love for education. For my X-Men. Their heroism teaches a lesson we mustn't forget. That the universe is very old, and all of us, very young. Born of ancient stardust, and all children of the Atom.
Heavens, no!
Yeah, this is cold.
Gambit?
I was like, where the hell did Gambit come from? Is this how Gambit gonna come back?
It doesn't matter. While I cowered in the cosmos, the unthinkable has happened.
Charles, if you leave, you will prove my sister right about your kind.
If that should end our star-crossed affair, so be it. I will not abandon my kind. It is time I return to my X-Men.
That shit was hella dramatic.
I did what you asked. I gave you my DNA to access Master Mold.
Kill me, please. For what happened in Genosha?
Shh.
I beg you.
Don't take all the blame, Bolivar. And don't fret the future. Why, Genosha was merely the beginning of a prologue, now past. You have nothing to fear, so long as you place your faith in Sinister.
I was like, damn, I missed the Sinister again. Yeah, I know. So I know last week, because y'all, last week I seen the numbers, man. Y'all really felt like, I'm getting the feeling that a lot of people really felt like last week was the best episode. I think it's this week. I think this week was the best episode, man. This was a good, besides the and I'm not even that mad at the Professor X stuff. I think it just caught me off guard. You know what I mean? I think this was probably the best episode outside of episode 3. I think, yeah, episode 3 was really fire. So I think it's 3 and 6 right now is the two best episodes, you know, for real. This one was really good, man. And especially that cliffhanger with Storm getting her powers, Professor X on his way back to Earth, and then Mr. Sinister seemingly like he has something to do with that three-headed monster that came to Genosha and tore shit up. So it's a lot of cliffhangers. Let me know what you guys thought about the episode and where this episode is going, you know, the ramification it's going to have on the rest of the season. I think this is 9 episodes, right? I believe X-Men 97 is 9 episodes. and maybe 10. Let's see. Ten episodes. So, damn, that's really good. So, this is only six. So, we still got four left. So, I'm really excited for that, man. I'm really excited for that. That is super dope. I cannot wait. Damn. So, damn, we still got four left. And these stories have been very good and told very well. I think this is some really great writing. Like I said, you know, don't bite the hand that beat you. All that stuff was really good writing to me. It really stuck, you know. So I really thought this was a good episode. And I'm going to say a solid eight. I did say a flimsy eight. No, this was a solid eight. Even with the Professor Xavier stuff, it was still a solid eight, you know. And this episode could really have big ramifications, you know, on the future of the X-Men. It would be kind of crazy that all of these people died. Gambit, obviously, and Magneto. And then Scott thinking he about to be the one to lead the X-Men. And then again, Professor X come back and shit all over that. That's pretty funny if you think about it, right? Am I right? That's pretty funny if you think about it. Man. Pretty funny. So I don't know. I think that shit is hilarious. So let me know what you guys think of this episode. I thought it was pretty fire, and I'm glad we got Storm back, and she is going to go and be a big part of these next four episodes. So I'm not, I guess when you look at it from that perspective, I'm not that mad that, you know, she was out and she got to have her own episode. Not that she didn't have it before, because remember in the X-Men original series, I think she had like at least a two or three episode event where she went back to Africa, like not on no racist shit, but when she went back to Africa. And I think it was something about her homeland. But still, I remember the episode. So salute to her. And this was a really good one. And shout out to Marvel, man. Marvel keep killing it no matter what the haters say. Open up with 4 million views, you know, in the first 5 days of the first episode. So people still tuned in to Marvel, you know. So make sure you following your boy Kevin27 at Kevin27World on Instagram, on Twitter /X, and please subscribe on YouTube. And yeah, we out of here. Believe until you make believers.